Welcome to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Talk radio on the go, where we talk about anything and everything with a new topic every week. From the awesome candy you ate as a kid and sibling rivalry to public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. Listen when you want and where you want. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately. Hello, and welcome to the Jabbercast.
I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
Which show is this?
This is show number 202.
Wow!
Yeah.
202. Can't wait till we get to...
Great of you to ask.
303.
Yeah, that's coming. 303 would actually be... wouldn't that be some kind of an anniversary show to 200 and... Did you say 303?
303, yeah.
Oh, okay. From 203, that would be...
Yeah.
100th show.
And then...
We'll have to give away more shirts.
We can't afford that.
Yeah.
Have to get a sponsor for that kind of stuff. Then there's going to be show 909. That's going to be an exciting one.
It will be. Show 1000 will be extremely exciting. Wasn't there somebody we sent a some kind of a message to for... how many shows was that? To OS Ken, maybe? Somebody did a magnitude of shows and we sent some kind of...
Oh, right.
Anniversary
yeah,
thing.
Kind of congratulatory.
Was it 700? Was it 1,000? 1,000th show, I think it was, or something.
No,
like
then
that.
It was Mac OS King, because he doesn't keep track of the number of shows. He just does them. I mean, he does a daily show. I mean, he's going to do roughly 300 shows a year.
Well, how long has he been out?
2005.
Oh, then he's a lot more than 1,000 shows, I guess.
Yeah. That was in like 2008 or something. But anyway, how you been?
I've been all right. How you been? Is the real question.
I've been good.
Looking pretty dapper.
I'm feeling
fatigued. Got a fresh cut.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You worked today.
Yes, I did.
And you also gave blood.
I gave blood.
Yeah. Did you get cookies after?
Yes.
You got to have something after.
Yeah. Chocolate chip dares and some Oreos.
Because they won't let you drive right away, will they?
Yeah, they don't give it.
They don't give a crap.
No, they don't care.
They got your blood.
They got your blood.
You can lose whatever else of it when you're...
They take very good care of you. They're very nice to you. They encourage you to...
And then you get it. They give you a little kick on the butt and get out of here.
No, they're very nice.
No, I'm kidding. Where was it at? Was it at a hospital or is that the Red Cross or where do you go?
That used to be the Red Cross, the building, but now it's just called Canada...
The Cross.
The Canadian Blood Services, CBS.
Oh, that's on
Grand Meras.
Oh, Grand Meras.
I believe, yeah, Grand Meras. Is that right? Yeah.
Oh, that's part of Grand Meras. That's right.
Where
it joins to
Plymouth
to Grand Meras again or something, right?
Yeah, Grand Meras. Exactly. That's exactly what happens.
Okay.
You understand it perfectly.
Yeah, I can see it. I just can't picture it.
If you live in Windsor, Ontario, you understand it too. And get out there and give some blood.
Why not? Do you have special?
No special type? Blood. A plus.
Oh,
A
that's
positive.
Good.
It's not that's, plus. It's that's, positive.
But that's the best.
No.
You can't do better than an A plus, can you?
O negative is the...
negative.
It's the universal blood.
Right. You that can, anybody can
anybody
use.
Can use that blood. So,
however, if you have that type of blood, only you, that's the only kind of blood you can
right, if
receive.
You need, if you need blood, all you can that's, take yeah. is A O negative.
So it's bad if you need it, but... Good if you
give it,
you know,
that's why you should give it. And Kim's that blood type and she gives blood as often as she can, but oftentimes she goes there and they take your iron before they give you, they do an iron count. And
what do they do? Do your shirts for you before you take your iron? Okay.
They used to just poke you in the finger and then they used to drip your finger, the blood off your finger into a jar of something. And then if it sunk to the bottom, you're good to go.
Well, when did they do that? In World War One?
It was relatively primitive, and it wasn't that long ago, less than a year. I'm going to say maybe a year ago.
Wow.
Now they just stick it into like a SIM card looking thing, like a plate of some sort.
Uh-huh.
And stick it in the machine, and it spits out a number.
Yeah, it's got to be that easy now. I mean, the way that you can drop blood onto a little thingamabobber to take your sugar testing at home, you know, it's got to be pretty easy to test for anything nowadays.
Yep. And that's usually that's the worst part when they prick your finger. I don't know why it is. It's a sensitive part of your hand.
Sure.
But this week or this time I went when she stuck the gigantic needle in my arm. Oh, my goodness. It was one of those like, have you ever had an intravenous in the back of your hand?
I have. Yeah.
That is. It was that.
Yeah.
Kind of pain.
It's yeah.
It's like a burning, pulling. Mm-hmm. Ah! ah! I hated it.
Did they miss the finger, maybe?
I don't know.
Like, you know, they miss a vein sometimes? Maybe they missed the finger.
This is where it hurts.
He missed my finger.
No. The finger one always hurts, but this one rarely hurts. But today, it was like, oh my goodness, you're just wincing. I'm looking in the other direction.
Yeah, I don't like getting them anyways. Any kind of a needle. I don't even like looking at threading a needle. It's just horrible.
Do you like...
No, I don't like that either.
Putting worms in a hook?
Oh, I don't mind that. Oh. As long as I don't catch my finger with it.
No, there you go.
No, I haven't done that for a long time, but... Well, I was fishing yesterday.
You're fishing?
Yeah. I was fishing for a shirt. I couldn't find a shirt to wear in the... No, I'm just kidding. No, I haven't fished for a long time.
Yeah. Me neither. Not a fisher guy. Last fishing I ever did was ice fishing when I was... Before I was married. And I've been married, you know how long? 20 years.
Recently, wasn't it?
February 9th, yeah.
Yeah. Wow. 20 years.
I know. Just me saying it, it's like, I can't believe I just said I'm married 20 years.
That's a long time.
Yes.
And you guys dated for some length of time?
20 years.
Before that? Married 20, together 40?
We dated for like 5 years before we moved in with each other, I think.
Wow. That's fairly lengthy. I'm going to say Lana and I did probably for a good, geez, I don't even know how long. 4 years, maybe?
I think we were 4 years. I don't think about it. 4 years before we moved in with each other. And then we said, yeah, we can put up with each other. Let's get married. Have kids.
Yeah.
I'm regretting that now. To have kids.
The kids
part.
Or the marriage?
The kids part. No, I'm kidding.
Hey, that's made it even funnier. I'm kidding.
I'm kidding. Literally. When you have kids, you kid.
Yeah.
And straight from the newsroom floor and the walls and the ceiling. It's time for news from around the world, and sometimes out of this world, from Big JD and Lippo. Let's head over to the newsroom.
So one thing in the news, Sony's the credit card data at risk in PlayStation hack. Somebody that hacked into, hackers broke into Sony's PlayStation network.
They're admitting online. It's credit cards now?
Well, they're saying... they may have stolen members' credit card information.
Oh, yeah, because they know they got their passwords and their usernames and their emails and their physical address, but we don't know if we got their credit cards.
It's all a big compromise, though, boy. That's big stuff.
Yes. That's total identity theft. Thank you very much.
How do they hack into that? I mean, I wonder how difficult that was.
I think it was very difficult. It was like a brute force thing where they just hammer it until they get in, you know?
Wow.
It's like
that's big.
It's like having dynamite and lasers to get into the bank safe kind of thing, you know? It's that same kind of concept. It wasn't like tricky or anything.
It's like lasering dynamite.
Well, sure.
Whatever that means.
Yeah, I didn't even know how to come back from that.
And Obama releases his long-form birth certificate.
Oh, Obama.
That's a real bummer.
Is that real? It's the president of the United States of America.
Right, but nobody believed that he was born where he said he was born in
Hawaii.
Where? Honolulu? Hawaii?
Yeah. So how hard is it for the president of the United States to get a forged document from Honolulu? Sure.
But apparently it took a while because it didn't come out till now.
I know.
And they've been wanting this for a long time. So you got to kind of wonder, like, why didn't he just produce this way back when and just say, well, here's my birth certificate. Like, why would he care? But it's not until, how long has he been in office now?
Over 2 years.
There you go.
Half of his term is over.
And this was something that probably came up right at the beginning. Maybe before he ran.
I don't know if it was before he ran, but once he signed up.
No, before he ran.
Oh.
No, I'm just kidding, but I don't know.
I don't know either.
You don't know what to believe, even, really. I mean, it could be real. It could pop.
Oh, excuse me. Oh.
Ooh, cracking his neck.
Wow. It smells bad, that's for sure.
Yeah. I don't know. Oh, is it scratch and sniff on the screen?
Scratch and sniff birth certificates.
Anything else in the news?
Oh, yeah. There's all kinds of stuff.
There is. It's what we have time for.
Yeah, it's what we have time for. Well, the big story that I was thinking of, I had it in my head just before and it's not on what I'm looking at here. Brother. I hate it when I'm brain farts. The big story.
Hey, the big story. I don't know. Is there a bigger story than Obama's long-form birth certificate?
Oh, yeah. Hey, this is the week of, it's going on Friday.
Friday?
Yeah.
What? You got some downtime? No, what's going on Friday?
Some people are getting married. and the world is making a big hullabaloo about it.
Oh, this is Canadian news.
It's no, well, it's
Ottawanian. Oh, it's British.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Yeah. I keep thinking the Queen and Canada and all that stuff.
It's, but it's easily mistaken.
It's somehow related.
Somehow.
You know.
Is the Prime Minister invited? I don't think he is.
Prime Minister?
Yeah.
The head of the U.S.?
No, the head of Canada.
Oh, our president.
Right. Not that you know of. You'd think he would be.
The Prime Minister of Canada? I guess he would be. Yeah, I would think he is.
For some reason, I think he's not, but well, I don't know.
Maybe somebody will leave us that on the with all the rest of the spam on the new website.
Is spam getting through?
Well, spam got through, and then I hooked up with the thing that you told me about, which was already in the plugins, which was cool.
Kismet.
Yeah.
Yeah. So no other spam has gotten through since then, I assume?
I don't think so. Okay. I haven't got any emails, so.
All right.
But that's at thejabbercast.com, and you can go there and check out the shows. We post the podcast there now, and it's like blog style, so you can leave some information on there.
And
show topic ideas
give
and stuff.
Give us show topic ideas, exactly.
Sure.
Did you just put a bunch up?
I didn't post anything yet, but we have some new topics in the works. We have a pretty good list, actually.
Good.
Up, so
at least till June or July.
They'll last for a while. Okay. Oh, yeah, we do it weekly now. So anyway.
We always did it weekly. What are you talking about?
No, that's right.
We either did it or didn't do it.
Right, but I meant we didn't do it for a while. And yeah, topics don't last all that long doing it weekly. So, and speaking of topics. Speaking of doing it. We're talking about giving blood, of course.
Yes.
Yeah. Giving. This is the Giving Show.
It's the season of giving. No, no. That's
and what we're doing is giving you some quality entertainment.
Sure.
Next half hour.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Giving, gifting, and those types of things.
Now, are you a believer in paying it forward? Do you think that if you give just out of this, I just want to give because I know that some good karma is going to come back my way.
I do. I'm a believer in it. And I guess it's not so much always that I think that, you know, something good will come my way if I do it, but I just a lot of times feel, you know, fortunate to, I don't know, get away with all the crap I get away with. So I'll pay it forward. You know what I mean? But I don't look at it really that, you know, something good's going to come my way, but I mean, I know it's just a good thing to give. And I guess more often than not, Lana reminds me that, you know, well, you should do this, you know, and instead of not doing it or whatever my decision might have been. It's like, yeah, you're right, you know, because she'll be more on the ball about it. But like recently I was, I had the opportunity to vote for myself
the Jammies?
No, it was actually awards for through school.
Oh, school.
And you could vote for yourself, you know what I mean? And for the awards or whatever. And it's not something I really would do anyway. Like if I'm going to win something, it's not just going to be by me, but
yeah, if you're voting for an award, you don't vote for yourself. If you're voting for a position, vote for yourself.
Yeah, there's some good advice. Two of the people that I voted for the award for won the other two awards. They were good at what they did and I wanted to see them be acknowledged for it.
For sure.
So that was cool. And I won the Above and Beyond Award.
Wow.
Which is cool. It's like the biggest out of the three. So, I mean, you could look at it as payoff, but
sure.
You know,
absolutely. Another way you can get paid forward and give at the same time, there's a lot of programs that reward you for giving. I remember as a kid listening to commercials on local Detroit radio stations about Mother Waddles.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember her?
Yeah, Mother Waddles. They want you to give your car to them.
Give your car to them. And basically, they give you an income tax.
Yeah. Did you give a car ever?
I never gave a car over there. I think there was a lot of paperwork involved with bringing a car over there.
I gave a car once to Mother Waddles.
Did you really?
Yeah. I sent a Hot Wheels. No, I'm just kidding.
That's not nice.
That's, I don't see anything wrong with that. That's a great thing to do, but I don't think I would ever have been in a position to give away a car. That's all. You know what I mean?
Right. They give you a blue book value for your car donation. And basically what they do is they sell it. If it's not running, they sell it to a scrapyard and get the cash for it. And then they give the money to
charity,
local community charity.
Yeah, it's a great idea.
So giving can help out others in so many ways, especially when there's situations like this where it's set up so that you get the people who you're giving to get the maximum amount of benefit. And you help yourself. You get a tax thing off your...
Oh, yeah, sure. If you're in a position to just, you know, be able to get rid of a vehicle, and I guess, especially if you have to, if you're getting rid of a, you know, something that you're not really going to get much for anyway, I think that little bit of money will really help somebody else.
Yeah, something under $3,000 or something, you know.
But we were talking at the beginning of the show about you're giving blood. That's a gift of life, really.
It is, you know? A gift of life, yes.
That's a pretty big thing to give of yourself, I think.
It's not really, though. I think it's something that I think everybody should do it, because you can be in the hospital tomorrow and need a lot of blood.
Yeah, I have given blood. I haven't given blood for a long time, but...
Now that I'm just in the mode, they give you your card when you leave. 57 days from now, you can give again. And I just say, yeah, send me a thing. And I'll say probably one third of the times they give me the card, I end up rebooking it and put it off because it's just not a good day. They just give me a date, and then I just say, yeah, that's fine. Give me that day.
I should just give you a kit and you do it at home and drop it off.
It's a rigmarole. As far as, you know, there's a million questions, and some of the questions are just so ludicrous. Have you ever had sex with somebody for drugs or money?
Well, yeah, that's, they're beating around the bush a little bit there, but no pun intended.
No, and then it's just, have you ever had sex with, and have you ever done this, or have you had anal sex with, and you're like...
With an animal.
Oh my goodness. You're just like... That is so far from my realm of
reality. Yeah, well, you don't want to tell them the truth.
So I want to laugh sometimes, and they're totally serious because it's a serious thing.
Yeah.
So, and then of course there's the whole.
I'd be like, I'm not answering these.
Depending on how.
Can you plead the fifth?
You can. No. You can say you don't use my blood in, they give you the option. In private, to either use the blood or don't use the blood. So they give you a form and then they give you two stickers.
What do you mean to not use it? Oh, here, you can have my blood, but don't use it. What does that mean?
Well, that means
what would you do with it?
Then they're going to test it and they're going to tell you. So you can, it's like a way for you to get your blood tested basically for every disease, the brain disease. And
yeah, but what's the don't use it thing?
They don't think, if you don't think your blood is safe to use,
right?
You say no, don't give it to somebody else.
Yeah, but then why would you go there and give blood?
Well, there's other things that they can do with the blood. They can test it and use it for other scientific purposes as well. They can do other things with blood other than give it to somebody for a life. But you can also, you know, study. It's like a dead body kind of thing. You know, they do stuff with blood, especially if they know that there's certain things in it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess they need to replenish that for scientific purposes. Yeah. I guess
so. If this blood has a certain thing in it.
Research.
So, yeah, exactly.
Huh. Yeah. What about volunteering time?
Oh, I thought we were gonna do a volunteering show.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. Let's just give stuff.
All right.
Stuff and money.
Organ donating.
There, that's something.
That's giving a gift of life for sure. And that's, I don't have that. I don't sign that on my license. Do you? Will you give your organs? Will you donate your organs?
Yes, you give your organs. And the thing that you do now is you tear off the back of your license and you give that to somebody else. So someone else has it.
Oh, so they just, if it's, you just walk up to somebody on the street and say, here's, you can have my heart when,
no,
call me when you're.
It's a thing. Then you put your, a number and the name of the person that you gave that to on your license, and then they call that person and say, do you have their...
No.
Yeah, I think that's the way it
works. What? You give somebody something?
Yeah.
Who would you give it to?
Your beneficiary. Like, you would give it to your wife, and I give it to my wife. My wife gives me hers. I have hers.
Oh, you don't send it into wherever now? And put you in a database of some kind? You'd have to.
No, it happens when you get in the accident, I think. Like, if
My husband said he wanted to donate his penile glands, and
right, here's his thing. Exactly.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. It's different now. Because I've had mine for a long time, and Kim just recently got his, or my kids just recently got theirs. I'm like, oh, this is different than mine. And you're not supposed to hang on to yours.
Okay.
They don't want people rifling through your wallet. I'm not sure.
Well, you get in an accident and get all burned up, and the paper's burned up, and then you can't use your stuff.
Maybe. That could be it.
Huh.
I know Steve Jobs got a liver from somebody who was involved in a car accident, and that person died, and he's living to tell the tale.
For how long?
I don't know. They gave him 6 weeks 3 months ago, so he's doing good. Yes.
6 weeks?
6 weeks. National Enquirer gave him 6 weeks.
Oh, National Enquirer. Okay, yeah. that could mean nothing at all.
It doesn't mean anything at all. In fact, there's thinking he's going to come back to the company.
Yeah, well, that'd be nice. I guess you have to listen to the Easy Mac podcast for that at easymacpodcast.com.
Losers.
Who, the Easy Mac guys? You dare say that. We produced that show for them. Giving life.
How do you give life?
I think there's more than one way to give life, but I think giving life is birth.
Yes.
Is the ultimate giving of life, you know, to have a child.
That's so who's doing the giving?
The parent, the mother.
Mother, okay.
But the father would have had to do some giving before, you know, the mother could give birth.
I'll give it to you, all right.
So, yeah, that's giving a gift of life. And then there's, I think, someone like, what about somebody that is an EMS attendant or something like that, emergency medical system?
Paramedic.
There you go. And they arrive on a scene somewhere. Maybe somebody is actually clinically flatlined and give them mouth to mouth or something, or you know, CPR or whatever, and get them running again. You know, or the what do you call those? Those electric shock things. There's a name for those.
Defibrillators.
Oh yeah, is that what it is? Defibrillator.
I believe it is.
Defibrillator.
Yes.
Yeah, there you go. Nice. That's a crazy word. We need to do another crazy word show.
Crazy word show. I think every show just should have one, at least one crazy
word. Well, I think they do.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Every show is a crazy word show.
So yeah, that's a form of giving life as well, because you're giving it back, I guess.
Yes, and that's their job.
Well, yeah.
And I'm sure.
But that's commendable too, to be in that line of work to, you know.
I can't even imagine.
And even
I've tried imagining too, and I said, I can never do that.
She ever told you stories about horrific things?
There's only so many stories that she can tell.
Yeah, you know, that she'd want to.
You don't want to relive certain things, you know.
I'm sure. What about Indian giving?
That's not nice. Is that Native American giving or is it Indian giving?
Well, it's actually Indian giving, but that's giving something and taking it back.
You have a great Indian accent. I know that you do.
What do you talk about?
Yeah, is it that?
Look at you. Look at you.
Is that the kind of Indian giving?
No, we're talking about, I guess it's Native American, and I don't know where that comes from. But obviously, it's either, I don't know if it's got something to do with land at one time or, you know.
Beads. It has something to do with beads.
The fact that maybe Indians give something and take it back. It's like a stereotype type thing that might be real or may not be real.
Probably not real.
We politically keep ourselves politically correct on the Jabbercast. It may, it's alleged, but it may be real.
Yeah. Who knows where that started?
It's real, but alleged. But Indian giving. Yeah. That's a form of giving that is also taking.
It's the giving that takes. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's no good.
The hand that giveth taketh away.
Yes, it does. What I want to talk about was charitable donations and how they can affect your income tax.
Okay.
There are certain, they call them, there's a name for them. I don't want to say tools, but there's financial advisors out there that will steer you towards giving towards a certain charitable donation, whereby you give $6,000, let's say, but you actually claim that you give $12,000.
Right.
And it's because of the value that is placed on the thing that you are giving to whoever. There's got to be someone who actually gets something.
Right.
So some people may want to look into this. Mm-hmm. Myself, I did that this year.
And do we know how it worked out?
Not yet. I'm waiting for my return. I know a friend of mine at work, Paul Shaw.
You'll have helicopters over the house and everything.
He got his. Paul Shaw got his cash. So
and what's the return on those types of things?
It's basically you don't end up paying income tax, basically. Okay. So because you can claim up to 75% of your net or taxable income, I'm not sure which one it is, in charitable donations. So we try to max out. And then when you max out, you end up paying very little tax in the end.
So in that type of thing, does any money go to a charitable donation?
Yeah, this is for the Eskis. This year it was for computer training for the Eskasoni Indian tribe out east.
Oh, so there is something to do with Indians on the show today for real.
Yeah, and we gave to Indians.
And that may be alleged and it may be real. We don't know.
I don't know.
I understand. I get the point how that works. I mean, obviously, that's like there's other things that are sort of similar, and it's like a depreciation of things or something. I mean, that you know that you can claim even on taxes and stuff like that. Like things have a value that's not what you pay for, kind of things. And
exactly,
a lot of tricky things like that to look into. But I like the idea of that, and that's pretty nice.
That's just something for people to look into. GLGI, I think, is the company that we went through. They're the go between the actual charity and your financial advisor.
Yeah,
it's kind of, it's a product. Is what it is,
as opposed to a service.
Yeah.
But it's doing a great service giving somebody something like that. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
How about colds and flus?
I give those occasionally. I get them occasionally.
It's the Indian giving. You give it and you can take it back.
But
no,
if you give someone shaga, they don't give colds. You don't get
that's
cold
right.
Or flu.
MyShaga.com/Oppen, OPPEN. Check out shaga. It's awesome. I haven't been sick in years. Years, ever since I've taken it. 4 years. Very cool.
He is
shaga. And you can get it from Lana from the Jeff and Lana show. MyShaga.com/Oppen. Check it out, man. That's all I can tell you. It's amazing. It's a mushroom extract. Music Mayhem.
Sunday morning Music Mayhem. A weekly tune that we think you'll dig. Brought to you by Big JD's Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show at BigJD.com and by the Border City Radio Podcast at BorderCityRadio.com.
All right. This week on Music Mayhem, Supertramp. Give a little bit.
See the mind.
All right, there you have Super Tramp. Time for Tech Talk.
Tech Talk with Big JD and Lippo, keeping you up to date with innovation, technology, gadgets, and more. Computers, TV, radio, and string and cans. We cover it all. Yeah, that's right.
Just wanted to talk a little bit about keyboard protectors. Do they ever save your soul?
Giving.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't do that. Gives you the chance to not have to replace your keyboard if you spill something on your...
Exactly.
Yeah. And I notice you don't have one on right now, but I know that you do have one.
I do have one.
Has it been torn or something?
I haven't been bringing my laptop to work.
Oh, okay.
So it just sits on my desk.
So would you bring your iPad now?
Yeah, just bring my
iPad. And how's that been working out?
It's been working out very well.
Yeah?
I love it.
I want an iPad so bad. And I think I'm going to get one because as we mentioned, listening to Easy Mac podcast... on the next show, and I don't know when you'll get that in relation to this, but probably will have already heard that if you listen to that show as opposed to, listening to the Jabbercast. I don't think there's an iPad coming out this year, so.
No, there's not.
Yeah?
No.
And we were thinking that there might be.
Yes, based on product cycles.
Right.
But now it looks like the iPhone is going to get slipped into that September slot that we were wondering so much about. There had to be something else added to the iPod line to sell that Christmas, stuff. There's always some kind of event in September. So we were thinking, oh, there's going to be another iPad because this iPad really isn't that different. But in a way, it is quite a bit different. The form factor is huge compared to the other one, I think.
You mean just with the new one?
Yeah, the new one.
Yeah.
The form factor, the speed, and the camera.
Yeah, I think it would be... I'm all for a newer one, and I would wait the extra few months, but... I think it was ridiculous if they would come out with another one just, because you still can't even go to the store and buy the one that's out now.
Right. If you look, I wrote a blog post about this as far as going from one iPad to the next. It's a big transition because if people know there's a new iPad coming out, they don't buy the old one. So that's what happened with this last quarter, which we'll probably end up talking about in a minute. So people find out like a month and a half ahead of time that there's probably a new iPad coming in, whatever, April or whatever. So they don't buy it. Because they're waiting for...
Right.
So there's a whole month and a half, which is half a quarter.
Sure.
So that quarter's financials... Yeah, they're like, we didn't sell hardly any iPads, even though the new iPad just came out.
Yeah.
So...
You got a twofer there. You got some information about the iPad that's not coming out, allegedly. And...
Woofa toofa mama hoofa.
Put a plastic screen cover on your keyboard so you don't spill anything on it. There you go.
And with Apple, they're all the same. Every keyboard is the same.
That's right.
So they do fit on all of them. Even
especially now.
Yeah. The ones that... They go around the lip there. So this coffee that is literally sitting right next to my laptop won't get into the keyboard.
It will on this one. As long as it ain't anywhere near my speaker. The Jabber quote. So this week's Jabber quote brought to us by
Steve and Larry, fine purveyors of everything you need to give a little bit.
And this one comes from Mother Teresa. If you can't feed 100 people, then just feed one.
Well, why can't you feed two? Or four, or I don't get it.
I think it's just because it's a saying. If you can't feed 100 people, then just feed one. Or you could probably reword that to say, if you can't feed 100 people, just feed some people.
Feed who you can.
Yeah. That would be more.
And in the case of if you were Jesus, you could feed as many as you need with the three loaves and two fish or whatever it was.
But would this mean that if you can't feed 100 people, then just feed one, just feed yourself? Just take care of number one.
Yeah, that's Mother Teresa.
Oh, maybe that's what it should just feed number one. They forgot to put the...
Yeah, that's what she was all about. Yeah. It's all about her.
She was so...
She's the number one giver. If you ever wanted to model yourself after somebody, as far as giving goes, Mother Teresa's probably right up there.
Yeah. They even gave her an extra letter for her name. Oh, no, they didn't.
What letter was that?
I thought there might have been an H in Teresa. There's not.
That's French.
I don't think she does, yeah.
That's a French European thing.
Yeah. That's her last name anyway. First name's Mother, isn't it?
Mother!
Tell your children not to look my way. Or Mother.
Do you please. Think they'll drop the bomb?
Mother, please forgive them, for they know not what they do. Is that Mother Earth from Ozzy. Anyway, that's this week's show. And we still don't know what's lined up for next week's show. Oh, are we going to do a volunteer show next week?
Oh, no, let's do something in a different vein.
Because this was that's a little close.
Yeah.
Similar.
Something in a different vein.
Okay.
Maybe not so serious.
Something. Oh, okay. I like that idea. I was going to say something serious and political, but I'd rather not.
Let's not.
Okay.
Check it out on the website what the next week's topic is, and that's at thejabbercast.com. Thanks a lot for listening. See you next week.
Bye.
Yes, it's the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. You can visit us on the web at thejabbercast.com. You can email Big JD at thejabbercast.com or Lippo at thejabbercast.com. As well, you can get involved with the shows by sending text emails and audio emails to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.
Keep it under your hat.